Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Valerie Shondell is with us. She's the Vice Chairman of the Board of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. That's a volunteer position, by the way. And Valerie, thank you for your service to that great organization, helping to promote peace through women, through educating women entrepreneurs around the world, especially in Rwanda and Afghanistan. IEEW.org, I think I said it. I'm going to say it again, folks, because I want you to go there and check it out. Check out their Peace Through Business program. You guys have got another one coming up. You got another class coming up next year, right?
Yes, we do. We're getting ready for 2013, expanding our program a little bit,
right,
to embrace more leaders to pay it forward in the country.
Right. Well done. So now you've got you came up in a family business. Your family owned a business for 50 years that your parents founded, one of the largest printing companies in the country, Selecto Flash. And so tell us what could you teach any of us about operating a business? What were some of the guiding principles that you learned from your father and that you practiced when you ran your business?
I think, you know, what was great about our business was my father had built wonderful relationships with his clients, really strong partnerships. And it wasn't just providing a commodity product. It was really developing a partnership with that company. And I had some clients that I worked with that you almost couldn't tell who worked for who. It was really the idea of
working
together.
That's when business is fun, isn't it?
It was fun, and it was creative, and we were learning all different types of products and services that were sold out there with the different partnerships we had, and we felt that we created consultative graphic solutions. So we'd go in and meet with a company and actually develop a unique program for them and work together as partners. So I felt that that was a wonderful way to run a business, especially dealing with print, which can very much become a commodity.
Right. It has become a
commodity. And the other thing I think was, as I took over as CEO of the company, I was out a lot in the United States and got more involved in national organizations and also involved in our local community. And I think that's very important. In some ways, I wish I had even done more than I had at the time in our community. And I've stayed involved in that local community where our business was, because when you have a lot of employees, you do impact your community a lot, and it's important to be involved. And I would suggest that to any business owner, that they reach out and get to know their community leaders and make a mark in their community.
You're doing a lot of work helping women in these other countries and through your work with IEEW. I know you have mentored women in the United States, women business owners in the United States. But what would you say to the ladies in my audience? What would be your advice to them? What's your counsel to them as they forge their way in the marketplace?
Oh, going forward?
Yes.
I think you need to really discover what your passions are and what your strengths are. And when you're building your business, you need to find something that really is something that you're passionate about, and then surround yourself with excellent people to support you in your business. We can't do it all. And I think as women, I know when I went into the business world, I already had 3 children, and I felt myself that super mom. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember as women, well, we think we can do it all, and we make pursue an awful lot. In the business world, it's important to surround ourselves with people so that we can be at our best.
And cut yourself a break, right?
Yeah, and enjoy it and have a good balance in life because
right.
life's too short.
Exactly. Life is too short, no question about it. That's good advice. Valerie, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us celebrate International Peace Day. God willing, and the help of folks like you, we can promote peace. I do believe that small business owners can do an awful lot to promote peace around the world, and I hope that we can continue to do that. Come back again real soon.
I would love to. Thank you so much, Jim.
IEEW.org, folks. Please check that out. It's a very important organization. I encourage you to check them out and support them. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.